Thank you for joining me for the second part of January's newsletter, spiritual newsletter. It is watering the roots to enjoy the fruits. Before I share about spiritual tools and the different aspects of importance, I'd like to lay some groundwork for the sharing to come in months to follow. You may agree or not, it doesn't matter, but to truly get the most of what I share, the understanding between what is spiritual and what is not is essential. As I travel my path, I evolve through many concepts of what today's spirituality is. With this evolution came the discernment that follows. Spirituality, in its simplest forms, is spirit, God. It is that which makes us whole, or in other words, holy. It can be said that spirituality itself is the bridge between this world of existence and the world and the spiritual world, heaven. Heaven is that place for those who want to be in or with God in the West. Goloka or Vaikuntha is that place for those of Eastern faith. In the East, depending on one's devotional rasas, your spiritual relationship with God, there are different levels of the spiritual world. I use and reference the teachings of those who are expressing teachings of the Spirit of God for thousands of years. Those who have incarnated on this plane, the pure expression of Spirit God. Those saints and sages who have experienced and reflected the pure essence of Spirit God by expounding on those teachings. I do not reference any of the so-called New Age methods, such as the teachings of metaphysics, astrology, most shamanism, and there's more, but this should cover it for now. I'm not judging them. I've experienced all of them personally, and they have helped me on my path. The above, the New Age methods that I mentioned, although they are of the higher physical planes of existence, those of the astral and etheric, they are still of this world. They might be aligned with higher planes of existence, worlds beyond our current sense, sight, and time. They might include flashes of light, visions, sounds not found on our plane of existence. These methods are still within the realm of what has a beginning and an end. Spirit is infinity. It's eternal, with no beginning, no end. For me, although I did experience these things, the flashes of light, visions, etc., they all only brought temporary happiness, bliss, joy, peace, love, and intelligence into my life. It was like watering the tree, the leaves of the tree, and not the roots. But the teachings of those today who I reference are the ones who have brought me into alignment that I'm experiencing now, a lasting peace, love, joy, and wisdom. These experiences do not go away when the world troubles me. They are only strengthened by the pure wisdom that they have enlivened in me. The next piece I want to help bring some clarity around is religion. Our world today mostly rejects religion. Most of those who reject religion call themselves spiritual people. Of course, everyone is spiritual when you come down to the essential aspect of life. The level of awareness and ability to expound spirit within is different for all of us, depending on our unity, our consciousness in and of spirit. Spirituality cannot exist without religion. As the saying goes, do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Yes, some ministers, priests, rabbis, teachers, and people in general of all religions use their religion for their own personal gains and advantages. But those who practice and experience their religion is actually based upon do not. I want to share something my spiritual advisor has shared concerning religion. The root of all religions come from an experience of God, which is formed through the individual experience, culture, customs of that individual at that time and period of history they are in. From last month's newsletter, I received some feedback and wanted to attempt to clarify something I've written. I wrote that Jesus of Nazareth did not come to create a new religion. I should have elaborated that Jesus of Nazareth, infused with the Christ, the living God in flesh, came to extend Judaism into what the Old Testament prophets said he would do, pave a new way for the Jews. Simply put, Christ came in to give Judaism something that was missing and needed to help the Jews and all of humanity to have a direct relationship with the Father, Abba. At that time, rituals, rules, and words became more important than a direct relationship with God. As my spiritual advisor jokingly says, he came to give them an upgrade in their software, Judaism 2.0. So when I said he did not come to create a religion, new religion, I did not mean to offend anyone. What happened was that those at that time, instead of calling the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ, the new Judaism, began to be known as Christ followers, eventually Christians. The consciousness of Christ is the rock that the Church of Christianity is built on. Each month of this new year, I will share what the teachers have given us through different religious teachings, the tools that came from religion to help humanity fulfill our purpose of human life to become fully whole, both fully human and fully divine. So in the meantime, God bless you. When you see it all as Him, you stimulate to Him in all you see. Those are the words of a mystic. Thank you.